Hey, what's up, friends? I'm Vince Del Monte, father, husband, and the OG of online fitness marketing. For more than a decade, I've been committed to helping skinny guys pack on muscle. And after building multiple seven-figure online fitness businesses, I've achieved freedom and financial security through mentorship, hard work, and my passion for fitness. And I want to help you do the same. Recently, I've built the best mastermind coaching program that exists for fitness professionals by giving you the shortest, no BS path to grow to 6, 7, and even 8 figures, regardless of your starting level. My coaching was designed to give you the skills, systems, and support to become an industry mover and shaker and build the business and life of your dreams.
Tell me a little bit about deep work. Is deep work overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
It's a funny term. I would say it's overrated because what's the opposite of deep work? Shallow work? The term deep work came from like the suggestion that like people are working, but they're distracted, they're multitasking, and deep work is when you're actually focused and present, which is what work should be all the time. It should just be one kind of work, just work.
Having a personal concierge.
That's underrated. Everyone should have their own personal concierge because a personal concierge will buy back your time to spend more time on high value, high income tasks that will offset whatever you pay your personal concierge.
Testimonial videos.
Underrated. That's like what drives my business. Successes of students. People are so skeptical and jaded. You can never have too much social proof. People will never get tired of seeing other people succeed because it makes them believe more in themselves. So anything that inspires hope, you know, never get old. It's something that should be the core of anyone's business.
Running ads.
Overrated, especially for beginners. I mean, we've got to $1 million in a single month without ads. I think ads are completely overrated. One of my good friends is over $100,000 a day, zero ads. So ads is sexy though. That's why people think they need them. Ads are, the way I look at them is they're like steroids, right? You have to earn them. They work, I have nothing against them, but they're definitely overrated. It's like steroids, but for beginners who haven't even trained 3-4 years.
Building a strong work culture.
Culture, underrated. Culture, as my friend Marta Rooney says, eats content and cash for breakfast. Because culture is what you're creating for your team. And culture is about relationships. So when there's relationships, when there's connection, then you know, can build anything because you can't build something without people. So culture is, man, that's what we're working on right now.
Passive income, tell me about it.
Oh, totally underrated. Yes, imagine waking up on the first of every month to $100,000 in your bank account because of an asset you invested into that's kicking back a return. I mean, completely underrated. And that is something that I'm continuing to work on, whether it comes from real estate or stocks or other businesses that you're the CEO of. Passive income should be your number one focus.
Passing the baton to your wife in the morning.
That is underrated. That is so crucial. All right, happy wife, happy life. You can be right or you can be happy, but you can't be both. So making sure that your wife says, yes, good job, honey, go have a amazing day downstairs. Thank you for setting me up for the day. You can't put a price on that.
Country music, overrated, underrated?
Underrated.
What are you listening to?
Oh my goodness, what am I listening to? What am I not listening to? I just bought Morgan Wallen tickets going down to, Bridgestone Arena, Nashville in March. So I'm listening to everybody. I like Riley Green. I like Thomas Rhett. I like Luke Bryan, Roger Jameson or Jameson Rogers. I just saw him in concert. Luke Combs. These guys are all great. In my second life, I'm coming back a country singer.
What do you think about leaving Canada? Overrated, underrated?
You mean Canada? I can't do anything here. C-A-N-T-A-D-A. Or Chinada? What do you mean, unterrible? Yeah, it's underrated. Get the heck out of this country while you can. I don't see Canada turning around anytime soon. That's just my opinion. As you can see, I'm not very hopeful. And this guy Trudeau's got to go.
Is Tennessee underrated?
Yes, Tennessee's underrated. If you've ever been, then you know it's underrated. It's amazing. You've been, brother?
Yeah, man. It was great. I loved it.
It's amazing.
I was blown away by just how gracious everyone was there. Just like bystanders walking by people. Everyone just wishes you well. Everyone wishes you a great day. Like that Southern charm, that Southern hospitality is a real thing. And everyone thinks like, oh, Canada is so nice.
No. The difference is the people here in Canada are nice. People there are kind. Mm-hmm. You know the difference? Nice is, hey, have a nice day. Hope you're doing good. Kind is they'll actually go out of the way to make sure you're having a good day.
Yeah.
And they'll actually take time out of their day. It's a couple levels deeper. So yeah, we loved it. I could go on and on. We could make a separate video about that. But I didn't even know where Tennessee was on the map about a year ago. So now here we are getting ready to spend a lot of time there next year.
Online education.
Underrated. I think the formal education system is a disaster. I think it's a crime. The fact that people go to school and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to what, like UCLA gets what, like 50,000 new people a year, and then freaking more than 3/4 of them are working at Starbucks, you know, when they graduate. Like, that's a sin. Unless you need to become a lawyer or a doctor. Now, here's the flip side of that. I gained more education from living with 8 of the wrong roommates in my second year than my actual formal education. So I can't knock my formal education, but it didn't come from the classroom. It came from, you know, growing up and living on my own away from mom and dad. So I can't knock formal education, but the price tag to get that formal education, just depends what you want to do.
7-figure mastermind, underrated, overrated, properly rated.
Oh, the hype is real, my friend. Oh, it's properly rated because we only have positive reviews. Like, it is what you see. You know, you see those income screenshots of all our successes. Like, that's what you'll see as soon as you come in the group. So I would say it's properly rated. What you see is what you get. If you like what you see when I promote all of our screenshots and stuff, you're just going to see more and more of that. And you're going to be next if you're ready to take action.
Nice, man.
I just turned this into a promo. I try not to do the promo thing at the end of my videos.
I turned it into a promo.
Okay, you did. That's your fault.
I did that to me, man.
I'm trying not to promote my stuff, and then you make me promote my stuff.
I'm trying to sell the business, man. Okay, well, I don't know. I think you guys are underrated.
They see the screenshots.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got some value. And if you're ready to learn more about the world's premier fitness business community that gives you the systems, skills, and support to scale to your first $10,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 a month in as little as 1 year, then send me a message on Instagram at Vince Del Monte and message me success. I'll know what that means and I'll reach out to you and I'll see if I can help you.